Speaking to a room full of 500 Sonoma County business and political leaders yesterday, Dr. Jerry Nicholsberg was not afraid to invoke the R word.
We really do have a recovery going on, one that is going to ultimately pay us some nice dividends.
But it came with a lot of qualifiers. Nicholsberg, a senior economist from UCLA Anderson Forecast, addressed the crowd at the 8th annual State of Sonoma County Breakfast, and he cautioned that one of the biggest impediments to renewed economic growth locally and nationally is uncertainty.
Up until just a few weeks ago, we didn't even know what our tax rates were going to be this year. So the bills have been passed, but we don't have the regulations and procedures for health care, for financial reform, for new energy independence policy. Lots of uncertainty out there.
That hesitancy is reinforced by the mixed signals coming from various segments of the national economy.
Consumer spending is up. We expect it to continue to grow, but to grow at a very measured rate through 2012 until we get to the point where consumers really have confidence that we're out of this. Housing starts at the end of 2012. We're still not back to average. Exports are important for this recovery. They're important for California, important here in Sonoma County. They're going to lead the recovery along with manufacturing, and we've already seen this start.
That's encouraging for California, Nicholsberg said, even though the long-term outlook here is stronger than that for the year ahead.
We're going to get some employment growth, some reduction in unemployment, but not much, 1.6%. We really need a lot more than that. But when we get to 2012, we're growing faster than the U.S. We're getting 3% increase. That should continue into the later years, and California's unemployment rate comes down and begins to approach U.S. unemployment rate and track right with it.
Although our state has an adequate housing stock statistically, Nicholsberg observed it's in the wrong places, mostly inland where demand is weak compared to the coastal counties. But even as California is, in his word, underbuilding, we are also contending with an excess of unemployed former construction workers, who collectively represent a big drag on the recovery efforts.
Our construction labor force grew to almost 1 million during the housing boom. What we really need in California is about 650,000 to 700,000. So there are about 300,000 construction workers who are going to have to figure out that they're not going to make their living in the next decade in those trades, figure out what they want to do, experiment, get the training, move over. That process takes time.
When those new jobs come, Nicholsberg added, they will be in other economic sectors.
They're in hospitality, in food production, wines and olive oils and such. They're in information, technology, computers and software, durable goods manufacturing, and professional and business services. This is where job creation is going to happen going forward because it's not going to be where we had job loss.
Sonoma County will largely mirror this statewide pattern, Nicholsberg added, with one notable exception. The substantial losses in non-educational governmental jobs, the one area of job loss even bigger than construction, will also not be rebounding anytime soon, if ever. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.